Mike and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. Guess who's not here today? We're down two. It's just me. I'm Brian Drake. And across from me is Coach. Where are the other two clowns?
All the important people are here.
Well, that's true. But yeah, Ziggy is out coordinating the Swifties for Trump TikTok videos, which we can talk about in a minute.
Wonder how that's going.
I don't know. It actually looks like it's going pretty well. And Scott is, of course, on the run. And
I think they're catching up with him.
It kind of looks that way because he has to run more and more frequently now.
It's been quite a bit.
He has to go in more and more circles to dodge the FBI, the CIA, Interpol, and the Boy Scouts. I once asked him, why are the Boy Scouts chasing you? And he said it was the only...
You don't want to know that one.
Well, no. He said it was the only crime he could admit to. And, of course, it's not what you think. But they were having a baseball game, and he stole the lockbox that had all the cash in it from people buying tickets and stuff.
Really?
So the Boy Scouts have had a vendetta against him ever since. And this is like when... He was like 12 when he did this, and you know the statutes of limitations have kind of worn out. There's really not much,
but not
they can
for the
do.
Boy Scouts.
No, the Boy Scouts they want his head, so they're gonna they've been chasing him ever since. He's in his 50s now, and they're still after him. They don't forget,
and they're everywhere.
That's right. There is nowhere you can go where the Boy Scouts can't find you. But he's avoided them all this time, so
good for him.
Yeah. Coast to coast, nationwide, around the world, thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
And today we got some good stuff. Taylor Swift recently came out and endorsed Camelba, and it's kind of having a backfire. She, according to a survey in the New York Post, she might be driving voters to Trump instead. Because flat-bottom girls do not make the rockin' world go round.
I like it.
Brain chips. People actually need a brain first. But an article, the headline says, one day we may all have brain chips to help remember where our keys are. We have a Daily Caller headline. It's absolutely perfect. Trump has survived more assassination attempts than Harris has campaign interviews. Hopefully we'll get to that. And then burglars using real estate websites to map out home robberies. That's an interesting one.
There you go.
Yeah. And then you added something about Kamala and some of her flip-flopping activities. So we'll go to you for that when the time comes.
Okey-doke.
All right. We always start with a crazy on the way. Anything silly happened to you today on the way or the last couple days?
Well... You know, the bet's over.
Oh, that's right, the truck bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you
said, see, this is what happened.
No, I said it twice.
You said it twice last week, and Ziggy and I we missed it.
I did too.
Yeah, and then it wasn't until after, we were cleaning up after recording, you had left, and Ziggy was like, did he say truck? I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, we had the truck bet, because I forgot. I forgot all about
it. Me too. Clearly I did.
Yeah, and I said, I don't know. I'll have to go back and listen. And then we confirmed it in the text message. And I kind of thought we'd talk about that when everybody was here. But you said the word you couldn't say.
Yeah, now I can say it.
Yeah, now you can
say
it.
So it's all good.
That's right. And
so my crazy on the way.
Yes. Has to do with your truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? Once again. Shameless plug for Cybertrucks. Rucks. No, it's, I've told you, I literally every time I drive it, I like it better.
Yeah.
You know what? It's just the best driving experience I've ever had. But, and it's funny because you see more and more and more and more of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the whatever you want to call it is still real. I'm coming here today. And I'm going through a light.
Right.
And it turns yellow, and then, boom, it turns red really quick. So I stopped a little bit abruptly, and there's a guy going through the light, and he's looking at my truck, and he goes and then stops to gawk at my truck. And the guy behind him just screeches, slams on his brakes. I'm like, and I'm thinking he's going to hit him.
Yeah.
Almost kisses his bumper.
Oh, no.
And the guy's gawking at my truck.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they're not that novel anymore, but this guy was just like, and, you know, I could clearly see him. He was just like, and he's talking to whoever's in the passenger seat, and they're pointing and this and that. The guy behind him is honking. It was pretty funny. Okay. I'm waving.
Oh, wow. Like, all right.
Yeah. That's my crazy on the way.
Mine has to do with a trip to the library on Sunday. They were having a book sale to unload some of their inventory. And my wife wanted to go, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't have room for any more books. I actually need to start reading some. And it's, you know, so I, it's like, I'm not buying anything. You know, or I walked out with five. You know, there were $2 each. I couldn't, you know. But while I'm there, I'm looking around, and it's like, I need to tell some of my single pals that the library book sales are the place to be, because there's a lot of cute girls wandering around. None of them have rings on their fingers, and they're just like, you know.
It's like, so, and I mean, they're lonely. They're reading books.
So I said, yeah, go to the library book sales if you're single, because there, you know, there's a. I don't know how you'd perfect the library book sale pickup, but I think there's some good opportunities there.
Oh, come on, you know, just start talking about a book.
That's how long it's been since I was single. I didn't think of that.
Hey, have you read this?
And then we actually bumped into some people from church there, so that was kind of nice. And,
where was this?
At the Pleasanton Library.
Oh, all right.
It was right after church, so, you know.
The library's selling off books?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And back to the Trump bet, the truck bet for a minute. I mentioned the Trump bet because this is a quote of our favorite president that I asked him if he would say something about the show and told him about the bet, and he obliged me here.
Hi, it's your favorite president. I hear Coach lost the don't say truck bet. That's okay, Coach. I still love you, even though you are a loser.
Celebrity voices impersonated.
Thanks, Prez.
Yeah, we got Mr. Trump has been very good to us. We have a lot of things from him here. Here's another one.
This is Donald Trump. When I need a break, nothing beats a cold Diet Coke and Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. We have the best podcasters.
All these came from an AI app I downloaded on my phone. Bunch of celebrities are available there. Not all of them sound accurate, and the Trump AI just sounds scary accurate.
Hi, this is Donald Trump. Drake and Scott have the best podcast. Nobody has a better podcast. All those other podcasters are terrible. Just awful. Listen on Radioslot.com.
There you go. It's our boy.
I got one, two more here.
This is your favorite president. I like Drake and Scott so much, I want to give them the Presidential Medal of Freedom, but I can't do it without your vote. Vote Trump in November.
And then this one's my favorite. This is the funny one.
Hi, this is Donald Trump. Listen to Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Nobody ate cats when I was president.
Oh, and of course, in memory of our Nigerian interviewer.
This is Donald Trump. Why are you gay?
Maybe it's good that Scott's not here.
Yeah, we might have to put this one in rotation.
This is Donald Trump. Why are you gay?
He'll lose his mind.
All of that impersonated by AI. It's not real. We did not get official endorsements from Mr. Trump, although that certainly would have been nice.
All right.
So where are we going to start today? Well, let's start with the Taylor backfire.
I was going to say, let's go to the Swifties.
And I need to get on Twitter for part of this. And this is where I wish, you know, we had a video element, because a lot of this, these TikTok videos, it's just the audio and it's not going to make a whole lot of sense. But what a lot of the Swifties for Trump have done is they've taken a clip of one of Taylor's songs and then they doctored it. Let's see if we can just play.
Oh, but before you go on.
Yeah.
So I'm not really, I didn't read this particular one, but she came out and endorsed Kamala.
Yes, right after the debate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will give her credit for saying that, you know, I've made my choice. I think you should do your own research and make your choice, but this is who I'm going with. I kind of like the way she worded it, or her people worded it, or whatever. It was not a blanket, this is how I'm voting, and this is how you should vote, too, you know.
But you know, I've never found her not to be sane sounding.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody likes to kick her, but, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
You know.
But a post-debate poll from YouGov released Saturday and reported in the New York Post found that 8% of voters said the pop superstar's nod is either somewhat or much more likely to convince them to cast their ballot for the Democrat, but a whopping 20% said they are more likely to, hang on a minute. Yeah. Some of them in this survey saying that they're actually going to steer the other way.
Because of it.
Yeah. So it's like.
Why?
It's as if they're tired of celebrities trying to tell them what to do.
Well, that's never going to go away.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I used to like the Warriors a lot. Until I started really listening to the things that Stephen Kerr had to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's certainly welcome to his opinion, but
yeah.
Him and I don't agree on anything but maybe Steph.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Yeah. And then in response to that endorsement, a bunch of Swifties for Trump went to TikTok, and here's just an edited, I'm not going to play all of it, it's a minute and a half. And it doesn't really work without the video element, but you can at least hear.
Voting Donald Trump, baby.
And that repeats over and over again for a minute and a half. And it's all Swifties in various outfits and Taylor merch. And they're mouthing the lyrics to her song, the portion of her song that they play. And then they go over to the rap. And it's very... very interesting. That's like I've never seen this kind of a pushback on a celebrity endorsement before, because usually they're taken pretty seriously.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what qualifies them to take them seriously.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, being a celebrity doesn't, you know.
And we asked Trump what he thought about it, and here's what he had to say.
This is Donald Trump. Why are you gay?
And
yeah, that's what he said.
Whoops. I should... turn off my notifications here. But no, I did like how she worded it. It wasn't like, you know, Springsteen and some of those other knuckleheads that are just flat out telling you what to do. But
well, does it say it there?
Huh?
Does it? What's it say?
Oh, I already closed it.
Okay.
1 second. Yeah, she says, you know, I've done my research and I've made my choice. Your research is all yours to do, and the choice is yours to make. So it's like, this is who I'm voting for. You vote for whoever you want, and I don't care.
There you go.
So, yeah. You want to talk about brain chips?
Actually,
we're up on a break. We need to not talk about brain chips. But anyway, it's brain implants and chip implants. They get a little bit more traction nowadays. I know, not Tesla, but I know Elon has his own thing going on. And this other article is from another entrepreneur who's developed something. And, I mean, people need a brain before you can actually put something in it to make them smarter.
Well, even maybe it just makes them functional.
Oh, could be. But we'll get back to that in a second. It's Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. Have you ever wished your brain was a little sharper than it actually is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Daily.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, more than daily, but yeah, of course.
And there's always been, I can't say there's always been, but I remember back in the 80s when I was listening to KGO and KFI in Los Angeles and various talk radio stations, they were always... at one point or another, advertising these brain-boosting vitamins and things that you could take to help your memory. Ginseng, I think, was one of them. But no, now...
That helps something else.
Okay.
The Godfather. Shout out to Joe Rogan. actually has, I think, On It is his brand.
Uh-huh.
But he does NeuroGum, which is not his. And I can't remember the name of his. Alpha Brain.
Okay.
Look at that. Look at my brain. Yeah. My brain working.
That's right.
That he talks about when he's doing the UFC or when he's doing his podcast, he takes this all the time and blah, blah, blah. And he swears by it.
Wow. Okay.
So that's, and that's.
So those things still exist, I guess.
No. That's actually current and not still exist. I think this is kind of newer.
Okay.
Technology kind of stuff. Like I said, I know he has his own brand, like Alpha Brain, mm-hmm. and this other gum. It's a gum, actually.
Oh, wow. Well, here we have a story. Michael Kahana, University of Pennsylvania psychologist. He's been studying memory for over 30 years, how it works and what's going on when it doesn't. He's not just fascinated with memory loss caused by traumatic brain injury, which affects more than 5 million people in this country, or the nearly 7 million Americans with Alzheimer's. His research has also focused on the memory lapses that impact everyone. We all have bad memories sometimes, he said. It fluctuates across the day, and it can fluctuate from moment to moment. That's just how our brain circuits work. Once I realized that, the question was, how do I get my brain to always be in its good mode?
That'd be nice.
His research culminated with a landmark study published last January, which led him and a team of researchers to use a computer on a group of 47 epilepsy patients, delivering a pulse of electricity directly to the brain just as a memory lapse was about to occur. So these electrodes, it says, are able to recognize brain signals when a patient is trying to remember something. They send a precisely timed zap of electricity to the lateral temporal
Sign me up.
Yeah, so the zap goes to the lateral temporal cortex, the part of the brain used for storing and processing memories. Anyway, this resulted in a 28% improvement of recall.
So basically, if I take a paperclip and I put it, when I can't remember something, and put it in a wall socket, it'll be great. I'll remember.
You know what? That sounds like the cheap way to do it.
Sure. Yeah.
And of course, the upshot of the article is someday there might be a chip we can implant in our brains that will provide this electric pulse and yada, yada, yada.
Touché.
Yeah.
I'm reading an article right here. And this is from NPR. What to know about Elon Musk's Neuralink, which put an implant into a human brain. This is January. Elon Musk says his ambitious plan to let humans wirelessly connect their brains with phones and other devices has taken a new step, announcing that the first human has received a brain implant from his Neuralink company. Person who is not identified is recovering well, blah, blah, blah. Initially, results show promising neuron spike detection. News comes months after Neuralink began recruiting potential human test subjects. I don't know if I want to be on the cutting edge of that.
No. And of course, the religious argument is Mark of the Beast, et cetera, and this is how it starts, and maybe.
Ew.
But they're like the people that need to have the latest and greatest device as soon as it comes out. You know, they
well,
pay,
that's kind of me, I'm the iPhone guy. I kind of always need the newest one.
Okay, but you're not
terrible about
but
that.
But this is the extreme of that.
Yeah, no. You're not drilling into my head. And I'm that guy. I don't lose my – I don't have keys because I drive a Tesla. But my phone is my key. But, you know, word recalling, right? Oh, what's that right word? And I do that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it got perfected, I don't, you know.
Well, what is
it? I'm perfect in my imperfection.
Yeah, there's that. And two, it's like when you're just, if the brain is a muscle, if you don't use it, you lose it. If you're just depending on a microchip to get you through, we're going to have a bunch of people walking around like Joe Biden, just duh. And,
you don't need to do the work.
Right.
Yeah.
So
and nobody wants to do the work.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
It's insane. No, thank you.
Well, it's culture. right? It's who we are today.
Well, and that's
like, if I can have, hey, go to the gym for me and I get the benefits, yeah. You know, whatever. I don't have to do the work and I can just get propped up. That's what we want to do these days. Although, yeah. Although, you know, I didn't really, I'm a little surprised that I didn't hear about this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is January.
Yeah. Why? Because Elon's your poker buddy or something?
Yeah, kind of thing, you know? no, I'm just saying, you know, they're putting something in somebody's head. I didn't hear about this. Although this is on the internet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that it bears repeating over and over and over and over again. What's your source? Mm-hmm. And just because it's on your little handheld supercomputer doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
So, and now more, you know, we talk about this all the time and we'll continue to talk about this all the time. Used to be that you got news and the news media, I'm sorry, which is a little different, mm-hmm. but the news media was just information as they knew it. You know, it wasn't editorial. It mm-hmm. wasn't narrative. It was, here's what we know yeah. about what happened.
Right.
That is, you know, I cannot find even, you know, you can go to Fox and that's, and it's so righty.
It's skewed the other way.
It's
yeah.
so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, you know, and now they are kind of one of the lone wolves, right? I don't know how many there really are.
Of right-wing news?
Yeah.
Well, they're the mainstream one. And then you've got Newsmax and a few others.
But I mean, ABC, NBC.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But the main networks are all left-leaning.
The main networks are all left-leaning. The other right ones, you pretty much got to go to the internet for them, and I need a brain chip to recall all their names.
Well, I got a sign-up sheet right here.
But Newsmax, I know because my dad watches it, and then I think there's OAN, One America News, and a couple of others that
So where is the news one?
Just plain news?
Yeah.
I don't know. Our favorite president has a message for all these brain link people and the news media that skews left wing.
This is Donald Trump. Why are you gay?
He's going to go down in the polls.
Just because of us.
Because
that's
of
right.
us. Yeah, it's like, quit.
All right. Well,
we're going to get a phone call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I had to research a little bit the legality of using an AI voice like this, because you can impersonate somebody, and as long as everyone knows it's an impersonation, you're fine. But with AI, it is such a new area that all the laws and everything just don't quite cover it yet. And it's just, it's such a gray area, it's almost black. And it's like, you know, it's like, okay.
No, it's crazy.
I was
listening to some things, kind of went down the rabbit hole the other day about things that Kamal Blah has said
mm-hmm.
that they're claiming are AI edited.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, we have the technology.
That Trump voice is scary accurate. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. We have, we were just talking during the break. We really should talk about the second attempted assassination of Mr. Trump. Anyway, the attempted assassination happened at his golf course while he was playing, and a lot of conflicting reports the first hour or so after it happened where, no, it wasn't an attempt, and then became, yes, it was, and then it kept flip-flopping back and forth, to now they're pretty much like, yeah, it was. Ryan Routh is the alleged shooter.
We should start with, though, the fact that Trump has survived more assassination attempts than Harris has had campaign interviews.
Ah, yes, our Daily Caller article. Why don't you read some of that while I get organized here on the other thing?
Kamala has sat for just 1.5 interviews. I wonder what the half is. What's a half interview?
I don't know.
Since she was anointed the Democratic nominee. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has just survived a second assassination attempt. So it's seemingly easier to threaten the life of the Republican nominee than it is to interview the Democratic one. That really says all you need to know about the state of American politics.
Yep.
Harris says, dodge, dip, duck, dived, and dodged interviews as much as possible. She sat for one with CNN alongside her running mate, apparently needing a big, strong man like Tim Walz to shield her from all the not-so-tough questions. She also sat one-on-one with an ABC affiliate in Philadelphia on Friday.
Boy, yeah, well, she can't string a sentence together without sounding goofy. So, I mean, why would you want to sit for an interview? I mean, they just want her installed. She'll be someone's puppet, Obama or somebody else.
Well, again, she's somebody that the cabal can control.
Yeah, well, for sure.
But I'm interested in the details on the actual, the real assassination attempt.
Well, Mr. Trump was apparently playing golf. According to Fox News, he was...
Say what hole he was on?
The fifth hole, actually.
It does say. Yeah, it does say. There you go.
But according to Fox News, Trump was getting ready to putt when the incident unfolded. The revelation came from Fox News' Sean Hannity, who has spoken to Trump multiple times since the incident. Quote, they heard pop, 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 and Steve went into great specifics. I don't know who Steve is. Probably someone on the TV. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president and covered him, and you had snipers with tripods. They knew the direction the shots had been fired in, yada, yada, yada. They arrested a fellow named Ryan Routh. So Mr. Routh is under arrest for allegedly trying to shoot the president, and he has his Facebook page has already been deleted, but he has quite a record on him. From the Daily Mail, the Trump assassination attempt suspect wrote a book urging Iran to kill the former president, a self-published book entitled Ukraine's Unwinnable War. He published it last year. It's a rambling manifesto to describe his time in Ukraine and his political views, and he appeals
was
to Iran.
Was he in the service?
No, I think he was there as an independent.
I read something about all the stuff he had in his bag and...
The rifle, ballistic vest, and a GoPro to film stuff, I guess, or maybe he used it as a rangefinder. I don't know if you can do that, but because maybe he used it to zoom in and kind of figure out whether... I don't know why. I don't know why you would want to use it. Maybe he wanted to film himself and put it on TikTok.
Yeah, there you go.
Phone data indicates that the suspect was there quite some time, mapping things out. He set up at 2 a.m. the night before.
Yikes.
Yeah, so 12 hours staking out the golf course. Everyone has identified his weapon as an AK-47. It is actually not an AK-47. It's an SKS with a 30-round magazine attached and a different stock. And I don't know why that's important, but it's like everybody's getting the gun wrong. And it's like, you know.
Well, no, I think that's – no. I think that's really, really important. And then I saw in one of the articles that I read, it said machine gun. Was it fully automatic?
No. The SKS is a semi-auto.
Okay, so they're saying, again, in at least one, and I think both the articles I read, machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a machine gun.
No, it's not.
Just like they like to call an AR an assault rifle.
Yeah, AR stands for Armalite, the company that built it.
Yeah, it doesn't stand for assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
It is not an assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So I think getting the weapon right is important.
Yeah, well, but what's the real point here? I mean, the left continues to try to kill this man, although this suspect allegedly says he voted for Trump the first time, realized he was a nut, and now wants to take him out, and yada, yada, yada. This only helps.
I don't know.
I mean,
hopefully.
It's like if you're not quite awake yet to the conspiracy involved in keeping this man out of the White House and why the establishment is frightened to death of him, then now you're hopefully starting to see it, where it's like they can't put him in jail. They can't get rid of him any other way. And now they have to try and kill him. And gee, maybe if they don't want him in there that badly, maybe he should be in there.
Well, again, this, you know, I keep kind of going to the conspiracy kind of side, but I mean, the cabal has weaponized our judicial system
mm-hmm.
to try and put him in jail.
Right.
And it's funny because some of the things are equal to what Biden had done, and Biden didn't even get charged.
Right.
And the documents at his house and all that different stuff.
And by the way, though, before this incident happened last week, some of the charges that Trump is facing, I think in Florida or New York, were dismissed.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like they're chipping away at that case little by little.
But it's just, it's smoke and mirrors. It's more, don't look at the guy behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just ridiculous. It's like, we don't need to focus on the issues at hand if we can get your focus on this.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the shell game mm-hmm. that we're playing.
Of course, what I want to know, if they really want to shoot Trump, it's like, why do they keep hiring all this mediocre talent?
I was going to say, I don't miss those shots. But
number one, the rifle is not, he was
it's
about.
Not, it's not a long, that's not was, a long distance.
He was too far away for that rifle. Yeah. And, now, maybe he was the patsy where it's like, well, they're going to blame it on this guy, but then this, because they had a second shooter in Pennsylvania, the fellow on the water tower. There were two snipers there, so maybe there was another one at the golf course. This first guy was found too soon, and the other guy didn't get a chance to shoot. I don't know.
You're talking about one where he was hit? There was a second shooter?
Yeah, on the water tower.
Really?
Yeah.
That's news to me as well.
Okay, yeah, look it up. Or
did they get him?
I don't know. I mean, it was one of those things that got buried real quick. It was just eyewitness video where they were like, hey, there's somebody up there who's climbing up and climbing down, and nobody's going over to get them. And that got scrubbed real quick. So, I mean, it's not anything you're going to find officially reported, but you can watch the
right.
There are videos where people are saying, hey, there's somebody up there. So, yeah.
Well, so he probably needs to step up his security.
Yeah, and ditch the official security and hire his own people. I mean, back in during his first term, he had a lot of the former Blackwater guys. I forget who they are now, but it's Eric Prince who was in charge of Blackwater, who's no longer there. But and Blackwater isn't Blackwater anymore. It's this whole convoluted thing. But you know, he has access to people.
You should probably give that context for somebody who doesn't know what Blackwater is.
Blackwater was a private security company or a private military contractor, depending on your point of view. That was over in the Middle East a lot, had some controversies and some issues, and ultimately got dissolved. Now they work under a different name. But first
private sector, though.
Yeah, yeah. But first organized by a fellow named Eric Prince, who was a decorated veteran, Navy SEAL, et cetera. And, you know, Trump has the connections to assemble his own private security force, and I think it's probably a good idea. He can afford it, too. So.
Well, yeah, he can't afford it.
Because... I mean the Secret Service, Homeland Security, whoever it is, they're letting these guys get too close, and there's no excuse for that.
Well, if he gets elected,
mm-hmm.
I wonder what happens to that. Does it increase? Does it jump up?
I don't know. Hopefully.
No, I'm talking about the attempts.
Oh, I thought you meant the security. Oh. I don't know. It probably would.
Probably would.
Yeah.
So,
unless he really comes in and gets aggressive and starts putting some guys in jail or what have you. I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to this whole dictator kind of thing they keep talking about. It's like, the more the left acts up, the more I think, yeah, you guys need to be put somewhere where you're out of our misery.
And, out of our misery. Kind of like that. Well, Mr. Trump, glad you survived it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he was ever in any particular danger, but it's just the whole idea that the shooter got that close, and it's just, yeah.
Again, and...
Maybe Taylor Swift can issue an Instagram post and say this was bad.
Good for her.
Maybe then...
She should.
Maybe then they'll understand.
She should.
Yeah.
You know what? Are we... What's our time?
We have a couple of minutes.
We should follow up on the astronaut thing.
Oh.
Because that's a story we've done before.
No, actually, we never did get to it, and it's been sitting here for a while.
No, we talked about it one.
We did? We
talked about the fact that the rocket that they sent up, they were worried about it. So they said,
we're
going to send it up, but you're not coming back on it.
That's right, that's right.
And which, I mean, those people were only supposed to be up there for Short time?
Yeah. It was like a three-month mission that's now turned into 6 months or longer. Let me see if there's an update.
NASA decides to bring Starliner spacecraft back to Earth without the crew.
All right, here's one from 2 days ago. Boeing Starliner astronaut, we found some things that we just could not get comfortable with. The two NASA astronauts who piloted the first crew test flight of Boeing Starliner capsule took questions Friday for the first time in weeks. There are many cases in the past where there have not been very many options. They are very fortunate to have the ability to stay on the International Space Station a few more months and come home using a backup option. They want to hitch a ride on SpaceX, the Crew Dragon
vehicle. They're going to, so that's verified.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Elon to the rescue.
Uh-huh.
Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams are the astronauts.
Yes. Time constraints affect the life on the space station. They keep a busy schedule, and so I guess they're not bored or anything.
So this is an uncrewed vehicle.
Yeah. You mean the Boeing one or SpaceX?
The Boeing one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like an automatic rocket that was on autopilot the whole time, and I mean, sounds interesting, but my question is, why can't, you know, it's like how, we didn't used to have these problems when we had competent people at NASA, and of course we did lose a few shuttles, you know, so I guess things happen. But it just seems to me if this was like 1985 and we were trying to get these people back and forth, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's.
Because after, you know, 86, things kind of went kablooey.
What was the one that?
Challenger.
That popped on the air?
Yeah, Challenger.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, that was awful. That's why I said 1985. Yeah, that was
awful. And everybody got to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as it says here in the article, spaceflight is risky.
Oh, is it? Jesus.
Even at its safest and most routine.
Yeah. You know, we're old enough now to where there are people young enough that haven't,
I mean, come on, getting on the freeway is risky.
No, I know, but it's like there are people young enough, they haven't had the experience we have, and you need to talk to them like they're a five-year-old to kind of get them up to speed, and this is a case of that. But it's like, you know. But, yeah, they're still stuck up there. Elon's going to send up his ship to rescue them, and then hopefully that ends this saga, because if I was stuck up in space this long, I would not handle it well. I'd be going out of my skull. And
SpaceX Crew 9 mission, originally slated with 4 crew members, will launch no earlier than Tuesday, September 24th.
Well, smoke them if you got them. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment, and Coach has something he found on Camela that he would love to talk about in our last 5 minutes here. So, Coach, you have the microphone.
You know, it's funny because I'm not even sure who this person is. Maya Angelou, you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. She's a very famous poet from back in the day.
Really?
Yeah. She passed away several years ago. Her biggest title, book title, is I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. It's her life story. I didn't care for the book, but she has an interesting story, an interesting life, and you should look her up, and
I will.
A good poet.
Well, and, she has in this article, she has a powerful saying. This, the writer of this article, you may have heard Maya Angelou's powerful saying: when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Sometimes when other people tell you who a person is, you should believe them too, especially if the person in question doesn't want to tell you who they really are.
Mm.
That is the case with Vice President Kamala Harris. In an interview Sunday on Meet the Press, Senator Bernie Sanders, a progressive independent from Vermont, said something about the Democratic presidential nominee that she isn't willing to admit to voters. NBC News host Kristen Welker asked, she has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She previously supported a ban on all fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think she's abandoning her progressive ideals? Bernie says, no, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals at all. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and do what she thinks is the right thing to do in order to win the election.
Okay. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, because that's what all politicians do.
Oh, no, no. But, there's something fundamentally wrong with that.
No, I understand. I mean, Clinton was a flip-flopper before it was cool, but...
It's never been cool.
But back in the day, they actually highlighted that, where you could say, well, look, he says
hold
this.
Hold on a second. Look
what
you said this. Yeah. It's not anymore.
Right. And then, but nobody's saying that with her. You have to dig, you know. You have
someone
to,
is.
Yeah. But I mean, you know,
I am.
But you got to dig a little more to find it. And it's.
And of course, Bernie is always like Bernie.
I would have loved to have seen Bernie be the official nominee, not necessarily win, but you know, but he's a lot like Trump. He's not in the club, so they're not going to let him in.
Well, I think, and we've stated, I think it needs restating. It's why they're pushing this brain dead person,
mm-hmm.
and why they are so afraid of Trump because they can't control him.
They couldn't. They would not have been able to control Bernie, and that's why they kept him out. Yet the Bernie supporters refuse to protest. By not voting for the selected candidate, but they still go ahead and vote for whoever's there.
Well,
just because
this goes back to that third party thing, though.
That's
right?
True. Yeah,
it's like if I get to the point where I was like, okay, I'd like to vote for this, but they have no chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to cast my vote for somebody who has a chance mm-hmm. to win.
I understand,
and that's a problem.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
Voters are starting to realize this, too. Harris already may be losing her post-Democratic National Convention bounce, and nearly 30% of voters in the latest New York Times and Siena College poll said they need to know more about where she stands on issues. Let's go back to polls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't believe in polls on this podcast.
They sure are interesting, though. I like them.
Yeah. You like them?
I mean,
they're it's good fodder.
As indicators for where the direction might, where the wind might be blowing.
Where the narratives wind or, might be blowing?
Well, no, but when you realize where Trump is leading, even by 1 or 2 points, Trump always underpolls, so the lead is probably much bigger than it is. They're going to have to work really hard to cheat this time. And I'm seeing a lot, you know, what I'm seeing with the polls is that there's a lot of momentum on Trump's side, and no one realizes quite how much.
So I wanted to finish this. So Sanders is right, of course. Harris's pattern of flip-flopping on policies like favoring ban on fracking for oil and gas before opposing it now, or supporting mandatory gun buybacks in 2019, but opposing them now, isn't about her growth as a leader or the evolution of her thinking. It's really about her campaign's recognition that far-left ideas that played well in California won't sell in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
Mm.
Gaslighting is not just bad form. It's bad news for voters because it violates the principle of informed consent, which we no longer have.
Yeah, I agree.
Politicians have long tried to fool voters into believing they stand for one thing while they quietly support something else. And as you said previously, that's politics.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such a, just that statement in and of itself. These are supposed to be the best and the brightest mm-hmm. of us. And we all agree that they're liars and malcontents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
And on that note, we do have to wrap things up for this week. We'll be back next week, hopefully with all four of us. I think Scott will be back for sure.
Unless they catch him.
Unless they catch him. Yeah, those Boy Scouts are pretty fierce. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. Thanks for listening, and it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.
Meow.